Executive Chef Randy King has a conundrum. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
A few years back, I had this conversation with a fellow. He was really adamant that white-tailed deer were better than mule deer. I'm a desert guy myself, so I really felt that mule deer have a one-up, or at least there was no discernible difference, because venison is venison. So to prove this, I grabbed a young buck from a white-tail, a backstrap, and a young backstrap from a mule deer, and then I gathered a group of friends. So I took one of my old sous chefs, a pretty seasoned hunter, a food critic, and then just kind of a novice to wild game, really. And I cooked both of the backstraps the same, salt and pepper, both to 115 degrees, and sliced them and let them try them side by side and rank them. It was really kind of a fun experiment. And lo and behold, the white-tailed deer got a higher score. It was an interesting thing for me to see just where what ranked. But I tell that story in a little bit more detail in my book, Chef in the Wild, Recipes from True Wilderness Chef. It's a really cool one to just talk about how the basics are still really good, but how certain things, depending on kind of on diet and age, really affect the quality of meat.
Okay, so much for the panel. What about you, Randy?
I prefer muley mostly because I prefer what I have, right? This is going to sound bad to a lot of the hunters out there. I've only ever shot mule deer, and I've shot one blacktail out of Alaska. I am fixing that this fall, hopefully, with a big backpack hunt.
Randy intends to go after whitetail in Alaska.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.